Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, November 12th of 2008. All the geek with none of that old stupefied weight. None of that. No. It would be bad. Good morning to you. If you've been following along, you know yesterday was where I was supposed to see a light at the end of the tunnel. New computer system at work. It's up. Sure, there's a few bumps in the road, but so far everything is working pretty damn spitfully. That, of course, means that I'm doing what I'm supposed to because I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
I am a golden god! Yeah!
Okay, maybe not golden, but I feel pretty good that it's up and running. The vicar not in today. He's filling in for someone that's sick at the good old day job. So it's just you and I this morning, and that's just fantastic because that's the way we like it. He doesn't creep us out that way. It was on this date, Wednesday, November 12th, in 1933, that Hugh Gray takes the first known pictures of the Loch Ness Monster. It was Princess Grace of Monaco's birthday. She died in 1982. Charles Manson is 74 years old today. Yeah, that's a happy thought. Wallace Shawn is inconceivably 65 years old. Megan Mullally is 50. Anne Hathaway, the yummy, yummy Anne Hathaway, is 26. And Natalia Tenya is 24. She plays Tonks in Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, for those of you that are following along there. So, without any further ado, let's take a peek at tonight's offerings on the tube. A little bitty peek at that old television pages, as we call it. Tonight, CBS has your New Adventures of Old Christine, A New Gary Unmarried, Criminal Minds, and tonight on CSI New York, it's Murder on a Barge. Which kind of sounds like an Agatha Christie novel. Murder on a Barge. Tonight, ABC has the 42nd Annual Country Music Awards. For, you know, those of you that want to watch that, it's on. NBC tonight on Knight Rider. Continuing the bad pun titles, tonight's episode of Knight Rider entitled, I Want to Rock and Roll All Night. Followed by a new episode of Life and a new Law and Order. Over on Fox, it's a new episode of Bones, followed by a rerun of House. They've done that for the last 2 weeks. New episode of one, rerun of the other. Why, I have really no idea whatsoever. Tonight on the CW, it's America's Next Top Model. Tonight, some local guys are invited over to hang out with the ladies. Bow, chicka, bow, bow. My name's Rick, and on the Richter scale, you're an 11. Ka-chow. That's okay. If you haven't heard that commercial, I'm sorry. It's incredibly funny. Tonight on E! Entertainment Television, Doomed to Die, the 13 most shocking Hollywood curses. Because some of those curses are just not that shocking. Please cover the shocking ones. Tonight on AMC, it's Heartbreak Ridge, another one of the many Vietnam movies that happened. Tonight on Bravo, oh look, a new season of Top Chef starts up. Which I'll be watching, because Flintstress likes Top Chef, and you could do a lot worse with reality shows. And that's really all about them cooking. It's not about the infighting and the bickering and the blah, 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 the other ones that just drive me absolutely insane. Tonight, Encore is showing a double feature of some 80s greatness. 16 Candles, followed by Weird Science.
Weird Science.
Comedy Central has a new episode of South Park, followed by a new episode of Chocolate News.
Chocolate News.
Discovery Channel tonight on Mythbusters. They take a peek at some common sayings and test them. I hope they see if you really can swing a dead cat and not be able to hit a particular object. We'll find out. History Channel on Monster Quest. It's Sasquatch Hunt. I don't know if that means Sasquatches are hunting or people are hunting Sasquatches. Sci-Fi Channel, A State of Panic. FMC, Men in Tights. Turner Classic Movies, Alfred Hitchcock, Strangers on a Train. That's fantastic. TV Land, Myths and Legends. Was Alice Cooper on Leave It to Beaver? You'll find out tonight. But if I'm watching anything, it's on the Cartoon Network, because tonight a deaf girl befriends a runaway chimp that can communicate with sign language and has a remarkable talent for playing hockey. Of course he does. Tonight, Kevin Zegers and Jamie Renee Smith star in MVP, Most Valuable Primate. And you really just can't go wrong with that.
Listen up! It's time for mail call!
Taking a peek in the good old mail bag. Hey guys, my condolences on the exponential increase of suck factor in Conan. As for Beyonce playing Wonder Woman, exactly what is she on? Look, I'm not against recasting characters as another ethnicity when it doesn't fly in the face of the origin of the character. Last time I checked, the character of Wonder Woman comes from Greek mythology. It just doesn't work. I've done some thinking, though, and I've come up with a character she could play. If WB made a grown-up Titans movie, I think she could definitely pull off Starfire. Oh, hell yeah, she could. Just think of the curve she had in the Judas contract. Oh, that's exactly what I was thinking of, sir. As for other good black superheroes that movies can be made of. WB should follow Marvel's lead and remake Steel and forget the origin was ever made. There's a really good story to be told there. So until Marvel decides to let Deadpool consummate his unrequited love of B. Arthur, make mine GRD. Thank you, Dave. Thank you for really just putting a bad image in my mind that's going to be with me all day long. Captain Crunch says, good morning, GRD. You know I had to write in since you mentioned Andre the Giant on Tuesday's show. Despite how enormous the guy was, it's been said by many that knew him that you didn't get a sense for how huge he really was until you stood next to him. The one anecdote I heard that struck a chord with me was told by the late, great Gorilla Monsoon in a documentary about Andre. Apparently, the rings Andre wore on his fingers were so large you could fit an egg through them. Dang. Body slamming Big John Studd for $15,000. Thank you, Captain Crunch. Wow, an egg? Good Lord. Simon says, so listening to your daily request for reviews, I'm forced to write to tell your listeners that leaving an iTunes review is easy and quick. It takes less time to write a review on iTunes than it does to listen to a standard epi of GRD. So this is a call to all those geeks who listen to and enjoy the show. Leave a frackin' review. It is fast, and all you need, as of this writing, is 5 more to get to 50. Keep the geeky goodness flowing. That's from Simon. Thank you so much, Simon. So see, it is. It's a pretty easy thing to do. And if you could do that, it would be so fantastic. And that, my friends, that's one to grow on. So, where it's Wednesday, we'll be taking a look at some comic book goodness and that geek news that everyone seems to enjoy so much. And we'll have that for you coming up in just a moment this Wednesday, November 12th, episode of Geek Radio Daily.
Beneath the streets of San Francisco, they are waiting, hoping you stay out a bit too late to drink a bit too much and stumble home alone. If fortune smiles upon you, they kill you where you stand. But if you're unlucky, they drag you down into the tunnels to meet their queen. Nocturnal is a free podcast-only audiobook from Scott Sigler, the creator of the sci-fi thriller Earthcore and the number one best-selling horror novel, Ancestor. Go ahead. Get your scare on at scottsigler.net. And look for Scott's major hardcover release, Infected. Available from Crown Publishing, April 1st, 2008.
Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, November 12th, 2008. All the geek without the wait. Just got a call from the vicar during the break there. Apparently, our new computer system is playing all of yesterday's information. So, wow. Okay, so then I guess we're going to be moving right along, buck-a-dump, and take a peek inside Flynn's long box.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Will there be any other serious books today? Let's find out. Dabble Brothers Productions has Jim Butcher's Dresden Files, Stormfront number 1 of 4. Also, Patricia Briggs' Mercy Thompson Homecoming number 1 of 4. It's nice to see Dresden Files getting another miniseries going there. That's pretty cool. Dark Horse has BPRD, The Warning, wrapping up that story number 5 of 5. And Cleaners, number 1 of 4. I guess this is a story all about Mr. Clean, Windex, and stuff like that. So that's good. They're finally getting the love they deserve. DC Comics, 100 Bullets, number 97. Wow, not that many bullets left. Action Comics, number 871. It's part of the new Krypton storyline. It's part 4 of that. Apparently, Batman in his spare time. Didn't know he had spare time, but Batman Cacophony, number 1 of 4. I guess he's working on Dissonance. Maybe using some Mixolydian scales that not a lot of people hear on a regular basis. Fables number 78 is out. Gears of War number 2. Green Arrow Black Canary number 14. The Green Lantern Corps number 30 is out, which is pretty cool because we're getting to the red lanterns. Okay, so it's getting a little silly, but whatever. JSA Kingdom Come Special Superman number 1, Alex Ross cover out today. Nightwing number 150. It's a Batman RIP tie-in, and we know that Nightwing is going away soon, so pick it up while you can. Push, number 1 of 6, whatever that is. Oh, the Matchbox 20 song, fantastic. Superman, Batman versus Vampires, Werewolves, number 3 of 6. That's just funny. Dynamite Entertainment has Black Terror, number 1. Lone Ranger, number 15, which has been an interesting read. The Red Sonja 35th anniversary statue coming out today, too, for $350. What? IDW Publishing, Dreamer, number 1. Ghostbusters, The Other Side, number 2. Speed Racer, Next Generation Birthright, number 1, which means, obviously, it's going to have Wesley in it. That should be cool. Star Trek Mirror Images number 5 out today as well. Over there at Image Comics, I Hate Gallant Girl number 1 of 3, and I Kill Giants number 5 of 7. Marvel Comics giving us Amazing Spider-Girl number 26. I like Amazing Spider-Girl. Avengers Fairy Tales number 44. About time Avengers Fairy Tales wrapped up. I mean, that's been, what, 6 months since we saw the last one? Big Hero 6 number 3 of 5, whatever that is. The Stand Captain Trips number 3 of 5 is out today. Dark Tower Treachery number 3 of 6. Wolverine number 69, dudes. Wait, I've got that dropped, don't I? Wolverine number
69, dudes.
There it is. Radical Publishing has City of Dust number 2. Platinum Studios with I Was Kidnapped by Lesbian Pirates from Outer Space. Oh my God, it's wrapping up. It's number 6 of 6. Whatever will I make jokes of now? I have no idea. But together, I'm sure we can find out.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So the Mars lander, the Mars Phoenix lander, has officially come to an end. It's mission over. It's done. Originally slated for a mere 90 days near the Martian North Pole, clever NASA power engineers kept the lander doing science for nearly 2 months beyond that goal, but now mission officials are certain the lander has run out of power for its internal heater and is presumed to have frozen on the Arctic plain. At this time, we're pretty convinced that the vehicle is no longer available for use, says Barry Goldstein, Phoenix project manager at NASA. We're ceasing operations and declaring an end to the mission and operations at this point. Hey, but thank you. You gave us so much information, and I can't wait to get another one up there. And if we can get a man thing up there, we'll bring you back and we'll bronze you or something and put you on a statue. It's going to be fantastic. NBC's Knight Rider is experiencing yet another reboot of sorts. With this so-called reboot comes the loss of three of the show's cast members, Sidney Tamaya Poitier, Bruce Davison, and Yancey Arias? Sure. All three actors will presumably be in the series up through the 13th episode, and their contract is up beyond that, so who knows? Who knows? Maybe they'll start all over again. Maybe they'll finally bring in the Hoff. Who knows? Now, moving on, our government has said time and time again that there is no proof of alien life. There's nothing. They're not covering up anything. No, no. Everything is just fine. Go back to your homes, watch television, and consume BK Stackers. Well, why then would the government be preparing workers for dealing with aliens and UFO? We've got a link in the shows that deals with the FEMA handbook, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Well, not only do they deal with credible threats such as hurricanes and terrorist attacks, but they also have sections that you'll see in the video that deal with alien attacks and UFO crashes. They have an entire chapter dedicated to this in the topic in the Firefighter's Manual, how firefighters can help put out blazes from alien craft. So, I'm saying get ready. Our alien lords are coming. Sony Pictures retooling its remake for the 1984 family hit The Karate Kid as a vehicle for Jaden Smith. The new film, being penned by Chris Murphy, borrows elements of the original's plot, in which a bullied youth learns to stand up for himself with the help of an eccentric mentor. Smith, the martial arts practitioner in his own right, can be seen in The Pursuit of Happiness alongside his daddy, Will Smith, and in next month's remake of The Day the Earth Stood Still. Jerry Weintraub, James Lasseter, Kevin Stovitz, and Will Smith will produce. Shooting will kick off in Beijing, China, and other cities next year. Beijing, sure. Chevy Chase, Burt Reynolds, Vinnie Jones, Michael Madsen, and Stutterin' John are in a spoof of spoof movies. Why? Not another movie. That's the name of it. Chase plays a studio head who quits his floundering company, leaves his ex-con brother in charge, and a gangster friend who's inept comes over and assigns production assistant to stuff. Blah, blah, blah. It's a spoof of spoof movies, which is kind of weird if you think about it. Burt Reynolds is going to be playing an actor, playing the director of the chaotic film within the film. It's got cameos from people spoofing themselves. Richard Tyson, who you might remember as the bad guy in Kindergarten Cop. You might also remember him in Two Moon Junction, but if you remember that, you remember it for a couple of different reasons. So yeah, be prepared for a spoof of spoof movies. Don't know how I feel about that. Sure I do. I think I might have thrown up in my mouth a little. No, I'm kidding. And the company Privier, they've patented ATM Send. It would let so-called unbanked transfer cash without requiring the sender or recipient to have a bank or ATM card, or a bank account even. The system would use bank ATMs that permit cash deposits, which means you could basically take money and move it from your phone without really having any kind of account. I'm not sure how that works. It would take a scientist to explain it, and I'm far too mad. But the concept of being able to send money to from your phone with no problems whatsoever, yeah, that's going to come in real handy, and I'm sure cause absolutely no problems whatsoever. Geek Radio Daily. That is it for today. Licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 United States License. Please subscribe through iTunes. Simon told you it's easy. Simon is a unicorn, Senator. I thought you knew that. Please review us while you're there. It's so easy. Come on by for the social geek working at geekradiodaily.com. Go on by and check out the store at Cafe Press. And be sure to email us all, the Bruce, Vic, or Billy Flynn, or just podcast at geekradiodaily.com.
Phew! Somebody make a lighthearted comment so we can all laugh and go home.